Okay, let's dive straight in. We're looking at AI in cybersecurity today.
Right. And it's complicated, isn't it?
It really is. We've got reports showing it's the target, it's the weapon, and it's the shield all at once.
A real collision course. Software security, AI advances, and just plain old human tricks.
Exactly. So our goal here is to kind of map out that battlefield for you. We have to start somewhere, maybe a bit unexpected.
Where's that?
The tools themselves, the ones developers are using. Specifically, a flaw in Figma's tooling.
Ah, the MCP vulnerability, CVE-2025-53967.
Yeah, that one. Figma Developer MCP scored a 7.5 CVSS, which is significant.
It is. And the interesting part, not some super complex exploit.
No, it was labeled a design oversight, right? But it led to potential remote code execution.
Exactly. For developers using AI coding tools like Cursor, which rely on this protocol.
So how did it actually work? What was the oversight?
Well, it came down to a fallback mechanism. You know,
Yeah.
if the standard fetch API call failed.
Which happens. Network issues, things like that.
Right. So the fallback was to execute a curl command using childprocess.exec.
Okay.
But here's the kicker. It used user input, like a URL or header value, directly in that command string without sanitizing it first.
Oh, so command injection.
Bingo. Allows an attacker to slip in shell commands and get RCE. The fix, by the way, is version 0.6.3 for anyone using it.
Good to know. So, okay, that's AI tools being vulnerable. How about attackers using AI? How fast are they adopting this stuff?
Incredibly fast. OpenAI themselves just confirmed they shut down three different groups.
State-aligned ones.
Yeah, Russian, North Korean, Chinese clusters. They were using ChatGPT, not like asking it to write a full virus,
No.
more like generating building blocks, snippets for Artes, credential stealers, C2 infrastructure, basically using it as a coding assistant to get around the safety limit.
Wow. And they're adapting in other ways too, right? I saw something about M dashes.
Oh, yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Some scam networks, looks like out of Cambodia, are specifically telling AI not to use M dashes because people online started noticing, pointing out that lots of M dashes might mean AI wrote it. So they're changing their tactics, their OPSEC, to blend in better.
That's surprisingly subtle. Like that Google Gemini issue, the ASCII smuggling attack they wouldn't fix. These little tells matter.
They really do. But, you know, even with all this AI tech,
Social engineering still works best.
often, yeah. Look at the Bat Shadow group. Vietnamese actors using a Go-based malware called VampireBot.
Who are they targeting?
Job seekers, marketing folks, professionals.
And how are they getting in? It sounded kind of manual. Malicious LNK files disguised as PDFs,
Right.
and then tricking the user into copying and pasting a URL into Edge. Does that really scale?
It does because it's manual, that copy-paste action. It bypasses a lot of the browser's built-in security flags.
Ah, because the browser thinks the user intended to go there.
Exactly. It's not an automated script click. So the infection chain continues, delivers the payload, often an executable disguised with extra spaces like filename.pdf.exe. Simple but effective.
Okay, shifting gears to higher stakes, corporate standoffs, the Salesforce breaches.
Yeah, that was huge. Disney, Hulu, Google, FedEx customers impacted. The attackers, scattered Lapsus hunters, claimed almost a billion records.
A billion. Wow.
Yeah.
And Salesforce's response.
Very firm. They stated publicly, we will not engage, negotiate, or pay,
Yeah.
period.
Even with threats of data leaks.
Even then, it's a really important stance. Costs them potentially in the short term, sure, but if everyone did it.
It breaks the whole ransomware economy.
Precisely. Takes serious guts to hold that line, though, especially with that much data on the line. The extortion site, by the way, seems to be down now, maybe seized.
Okay, but there's hope, right? AI isn't just the weapon, it's becoming the shield, too.
Definitely. Look at Google DeepMind's CodeMender.
This is the new AI agent. What does it do?
It's pretty impressive. It doesn't just find vulnerabilities, it automatically detects them, patches them, and actually rewrites the code to eliminate whole classes of bugs.
Rewrites the code using what?
Gemini DeepThink models, and it has this LLM-based critique tool to check its own work, self-correction.
So it's not just suggesting fixes, it's implementing them.
At machine speed, they've already pushed 72 fixes upstream to open source projects. It's the kind of scale you need to keep up.
And Google's formalizing this too with their AI bug bounty program.
Right, the AI VRP, up to $30,000 for finding things like prompt injections, jailbreaks. shows they're serious about securing AI itself.
So bringing it all together, what's the takeaway?
Well, it's clear AI is making attacks faster, more sophisticated, exploiting tool flaws like Figma, generating malware components. Oh. But it's also becoming maybe the only tool that can keep pace on the defensive side, patching, rewriting code faster than humans ever could.
It's a double-edged sword, accelerating both sides.
Absolutely.
So the final thought for you listening, as AI gets baked deeper and deeper into everything, into developer tools, into business services, what are we missing right now? What's the next big vulnerability? Maybe hiding in plain sight because of how fast this is all moving? Something to think about.